95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey there, I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we host Notes from the Stage, KNNA LP 95.7 FM's one and only Broadway and movie musical show.
Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll bring you the glitz and glam of Broadway musicals and Hollywood show tunes.
So tune in here to KNNA LP 95.7 FM for songs from Beauty and the Beast, Phantom of the Opera,
and Chicago, and much, much more.
The LP in KNNA LP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 The Cross operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right, donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate. If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to the Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on the Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to the Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
Need a lobotomy? Forget about medical doctors. Leave the surgery, drugs, and questionable judgment to the professionals on Off on a Tangent. Listen to our inspirational message of good music and only bizarre conversation live almost every Saturday night at 7 p.m. right here on KNNA.
Six, seven, eight.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but stay over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you.
Welcome everybody to the crazy evening of Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7.
We're gonna blame it all on David because he's not here.
Because David's not here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just continue with this first song.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Elvis.
And who is
surprise? Well, it's for one of my good friends, Ricky. It's his birthday, or was his birthday on the first. So this was dedicated to him. So happy birthday, Ricky.
Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything. the show. Three to get ready now. Go, go, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but the deal for my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but they hold for my blue suede shoes.
There we go. Okay. Ashley, what was that?
That was Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis. And yeah. Like I said, I was dedicating that to one of my friends, Ricky. He had his birthday this month on the 1st. So I wanted to.
So we had to play that for Ricky.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You guys, I am so sorry. I swear we are like semi-professionals.
Yeah.
This is. I don't even know. Anyways, I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Notes from the Stage, yeah. Right here on K&A LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska. We are so happy that you tuned in to us tonight. We really hope you didn't shut us off.
Right? All the weirdness we just had going on there. We do have a really good show planned tonight. We have a wide variety, so a little something for everybody. A
little something.
Yeah?
I don't know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, and the next song up, we actually just went to go see here locally at the Lead Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
We
talked your husband into going.
I know.
Which did we?
He never goes to musicals. He never watches musicals.
You didn't have to try that hard.
I know. Exactly. He claims that Blues Brothers is a musical, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a musical. They do play music in there, but we found that out. Like that and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, not musicals. They just play, they just sing songs in it.
It's still going to happen, probably.
You could still go for that for a lot of things we play, but we still have fun playing those things. And this is our show, so we can play whatever we want.
That's right.
To an extent.
This is also true, because it is family friendly, so we do have to keep it G.
Yeah, G-rated and fun for everybody to enjoy. So here is a little bit of Finland, the fish schlapping dance.
We dance. Finland is the country where we play. Here in Finland, boy and girl can find a true romance in traditional Scandinavian way.
Slip, slap,
slip, slap a day.
Slip, slap,
slap a day all day.
Slip, slap,
you simply can't go wrong in traditional fish slapping song.
Said England.
Oh. Finland, the fish slapping dance.
That play musical was hilarious.
It's the opening song and dance of Monty Python's Spamalot.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I like to push the Spamalot.
Oh my goodness.
I had way too much fun listening to the album today. I actually wound up, because I thought we had it. We did not.
No.
Yeah. So I went and I got
Bought
it today.
It.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so much fun listening to it and reliving the show that we had just seen.
Yeah.
And they did really good. I thought they did really good. And if you think about it, all the actors, they play like 4, maybe even 5 different characters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was really, I hadn't seen Monty Python probably since we were in high school together, which was just a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm not even going to say. Anyways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, it was good. It was kind of like reliving that a little bit.
Well, and it's a musical based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Right.
Which, I mean, there's definitely a lot of differences. Like the Lady of the Lake, she's not in the Holy Grail.
Right.
And
the whole fight scene with the 'tis just a flesh wound thing.
That's in the Holy Grail.
Right, I know. I was going to say, but that one was
Yeah, that was in there. And then, it was just,
It's super funny. I recommend it to anybody. If you get a chance to ever see Spamalot, definitely go. I mean, you'll be laughing the entire time. Mm-hmm. It was just so much fun to hear everybody laughing in the whole entire place.
Yeah, and both my parents went.
Yep.
So, yep. Which it's not very hard to talk my parents into going. So I didn't have to try that hard with them because my dad loves Monty Python stuff.
Yeah.
He likes that kind of humor.
So thanks, Mama and Dada, for getting us tickets.
Yeah, thank you, guys. So next up is one that Angela Lansbury plays in. It's a Broadway play called Dear World.
I've walked in the dawn on somebody's arm and looked at the lights.
That was from Dear World, which came out on Broadway in 1969, and it was I've Never Said I Love You, and it was actually Pamela Hall who sang in that one, and she played Nina in there.
I have never seen that show.
Neither have I.
I've actually never heard of it, because when I asked you, when we were putting the show, when I was, you know, putting all the music in and everything like that, I was like, what is Dear World? I wasn't sure of that.
We, so if everybody doesn't know, the music that we play here on our radio station, we have to own. It's not like we just have like a catalog of music running around here somewhere here at the station.
Yeah.
So everything we play between me and Callie, we own it.
We have like, a lot of music now.
We do. And so we also have outsourced,
to other people,
friends and stuff. But yep. That was one that somebody had. one of our friends. So cool. I've never seen it, obviously.
Yeah.
I think it honestly was only out for that short amount of time. It really wasn't. It's never had really a revival that I know of.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
okay. Angela Lansbury plays the Duchess in the...
Nice. Anything Angela Lansbury is in, I'd love to see.
Yeah.
She's like the bomb diggity.
Yeah. She's really good.
Hey, really quick, I want to give a big shout out to Russell. In case Russell's listening tonight, he likes our show.
Yeah. Because so, didn't we play a song for him?
We did, from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
He is actually, he's growing a beard this month. He's doing the No Shave November.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's growing his beard out like Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
I know. It's looking really good, too. I mean, it's really coming in.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I just had to say hi to Russell. Oh, and hi, Lynn, Russell's mom.
Oh, yes, that's right. Because aren't they going to get together every night? Like, then
yeah, sit together, or every Thursday sit night? Together and listen to the show. That's what Russell told me, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. We've got
so at least we have more people listening besides our family.
Yay. I know, right? Next you've up, got, this is a musical that you found that you really liked.
I do, and it is actually coming to Omaha next year to the Orpheum Theater, and I know, that would be awesome to go see. So basically it's like a cast of like 12, and they are their own stagehands, they're their own actors, they do like their own costumes. It's a really small production. Pretty low budget, low key kind of thing. Yeah.
You don't really need to do much with it. So.
It's not, no. Like, you know, and they transition their scenes from being on a bus to a plane, and they just literally just move their chairs as they're singing, and they just make the formation. I mean, it's really quite simple.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to make sure to hit that up.
I'm really excited. It's coming. So next up is Come From Away.
Beulah walks me to church, and when we get there, I light a candle for my son.
And I do too.
I suddenly realized what that music was from my dream. It was an old hymn from when I was a kid. I haven't been to church in years, but for some reason that song was in my head.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Where there's despair in life,
where there's
bring
despair
home.
In life, let me bring
where there is darkness, only
where
light.
Where there is darkness, only
and
light.
Jews. They sent me here before the war started. I still remember some of the prayers they taught me. As a boy, I was told I should never tell anyone I was Jewish, even my wife. But after what happened on Tuesday, so many stories, gah, just like that. I needed to tell someone.
During El Fajr, when most people are asleep, it is easier to pray. But at Duhur, I can feel them watching me. Sometimes I catch them when they think I'm not looking, and I can see the fear in their eyes.
Excuse me, Beulah wanted me to check on you. The library's open for anyone looking for some peace and a quiet place to pray.
Despair in life. darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy.
Well, that was prayer. From the Come From Away Broadway play that came out in 2017.
And so, a lot of people were in that singing it.
Yeah, mainly it was Chad Kimball, but then there was just the rest of the company.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, I'm excited for that one. I hope we get a chance to go see that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that one and Hamilton, which...
And Aladdin.
Well, and Aladdin. Right? Like, literally, there's like a list, girlfriend. I mean, oh my goodness, but those season tickets to get there are like...
A lot of money, yeah.
And sometimes, like, even the Hamilton, you can't buy it single tickets right now unless you buy season tickets.
Mm-hmm. So, well, the single tickets will go on sale here soon.
Oh, they just did. They were, like, 800 or more. I mean, it was, like, going...
What?
Yeah, right? Like, maybe that was, like, a third-party sale or something, maybe. I don't remember. It's been a minute since I looked.
Well, and also, coming to the lead, what was there that Carl and I saw? Oh, the Book of Mormon. I want to go see that.
And The King and I is coming back. It's the same one, the same production that we already saw in Omaha.
Yeah.
This year.
So if you didn't get a chance to go to the Orpheum and go see that, go check it out.
Yep.
Let's see here. Is there anything else coming that I wanted to see?
Yeah, I'll do a quick little Google search during our next song. Because I know there was a list.
Yeah.
There's always a list. Always.
So you and I were actually just talking while you're doing that, if you want to, before the show tonight. Well, it's kind of in between a couple songs, you know, our mishaps at the beginning of the show, between all that stuff. So we were talking about how they brought Tamagotchis back.
Yeah, they did.
And I had one as a kid. My sister had one. I don't think my brother had one, but you never had one. So.
Nope.
Ashley's currently on Amazon right now shopping for a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, that's right. I just find that so
funny.
You
didn't have one as a child, so you wanted to be able to...
I had friends that had them, and I've had to, quote, unquote, babysit them.
Oh, my God. I remember...
But, yeah, I never had a Tamagotchi, and I really, really, really want one now.
Hey, I don't believe
it. I saw something. It was, like, on YouTube or something, and they got a Tamagotchi, and I was like, no. I didn't think they still had them. But they're making, like, a resurgent now with the young people. And I'm like, they don't know. They don't know the craze that happened in 97 when it came out, I think.
I'm pretty sure I've got my Tamagotchi somewhere, unless my mom threw it away. She may have done that.
All I know is that the outer casings look way cooler now, because the one I want to get has, like, the mermaid tail, and it's iridescent white. I mean, oh my goodness.
That's happening for
Ashley. It is so happening. It was between that one or the rainbow one. Like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, it's kind of cool they brought it back. They also brought Furbies back a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, those need to burn. Those remind me too much like gremlins. Those need to burn. Those things are evil. Evil, evil, evil things. I remember being at one of my friend's house. I was spending the night. Literally nobody moving. We were sleeping, chilling. Literally nothing. And all of a sudden that stupid thing would wake up and start talking as if somebody was moving in front of it.
Ugh.
Like a motion detector or something. I'm like, no.
Some people used to say that there were like recording devices in there and the government was recording us. Like we are right now, technically.
I was going to say, that's why we always put the sticky notes above our cameras on our laptops.
Yeah, so
and
nobody
our computers,
can pop into
so they can. Yep.
Our camera. Yeah. Oh, and apparently my mom did not throw my Tamagotchi away. I know, Mom. I'm pretty sure you didn't. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
I did throw my Furby away, though.
Good, because that thing needs to burn.
It was time.
Those things are creepy.
They are.
And they've only gotten, like, smarter technology now, which means they're even more creepy.
Oh, I know. I know. One of my dad's buddies, his wife, actually threatened to throw my sister's out the van window.
Good.
Because it was annoying her so much. It was kind of funny.
These things are so weird. No. Not okay. Mm-mm. But you know what was really cool that I wish would somehow come back?
What?
Those Teddy Ruxpin dolls, or Bears dolls. They still have a Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, they're back.
No.
Yeah.
I think I still had mine.
They have, okay.
My Aunt Judy bought me mine when I was little.
They have the little ones, and then they have the big ones. They're really creepy looking. I do not want a
Teddy
Ruxpin.
Well, mine was not creepy looking when I had mine.
Okay, well,
it was like a legit bear.
Yeah,
well, that doesn't surprise me. These people trying to reinvent our toys that we had when we were little need to stop.
The My Little Ponies are back again.
I know. Well, even Trolls had a hot, quick little resurgent there when Trolls came out.
When Trolls came out. They weren't the same.
You know what was also really big when we were little?
What?
Or at least for me was really big. Once again, I didn't own any. Polly Pop.
The Ashley can
I started talk. Laughing. Sorry.
The I'm Polly recovering. Pockets.
Polly Pockets. Yeah. Yep. Those are really big.
I actually have a Polly Pocket set. Can you guess what it is?
Mermaid? Cinderella.
No.
Ooh, princesses.
No.
Oh. Star Wars?
It's in my room.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's Wizard of Oz. Wow, thanks. Boy.
Well, thanks. I guess I should have prefaced like exactly what age and where and who bought it. Because that would have zeroed it
I
in.
I actually purchased that 2 years ago. I did not purchase that when I was a child. I purchased it 2 years ago.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know how, so this is how weird Callie is, because obviously she's a fanatic of Wizard of Oz, but she just had a garage sale. She had to like declutter her room.
Yeah.
You're an odd duck. She literally had like life-size of...
A life-size cardboard cutout of the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion.
Which, does that not freak anybody else out? Like in the dark, like think that there's like humans chilling down like a hallway or in the room or something. Like that would scare the bejeebus out of me.
Well, that's why you don't put it at the end of the hallway, Ashley.
Well, doesn't matter. Even every time I walk into that one spare room that you have that's all Wizard of Oz, that would still... It gets you every time.
Well, it's not there anymore.
Well, I know now
it's
not.
And it's been in a corner folded up for like 3 years now. So, okay, actually probably like 5.5 since we've lived in that house. But I sold a lot of my Wizard of Oz stuff. It was sad.
Something. Oh, I just looked up. So there's for the Lead Center, Something Rotten.
Oh, yeah.
That was one I know I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. The King and I, Rent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think that was one that you had wanted to see. Yeah. There's.
I've seen it before there, and I've seen it at the Community Playhouse. It's just such a good show.
Yeah, I think like there wasn't red. Even like hair, or was it hairspray?
Hair. I want to go see
that
hair.
Was coming.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the shows that are coming. I know there's some tribute shows also. I want to say one from Prince maybe that's coming.
Oh, maybe.
But it's not the like a Broadway show. It's just a tribute.
No, it's just a tribute to him. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We've been talking a lot.
I know. Sorry. That was a complete tangent.
So here you go.
Show me everything and tell me how. You don't mention.
Strangers Like Me, sung by Phil Collins from the movie Tarzan.
Yeah.
And that came out in 1990, 1999?
Yeah.
It was? Yeah. Yep. 1999. Yo.
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 Wow. That's... Okay. I'm not even gonna...
It's been one of those days. We wanted to kind of break in the middle of the next... between this song and the next, because the next one's like almost 6 minutes long.
Yeah, that's why people could just sit back and relax.
Yeah, right?
You know.
I know.
Get in the groove.
Then you don't have to listen to our voices after we just talked for almost like 15 minutes.
About Tamagotchis and toys when we were little. Oh, my goodness. Don't get us started on Barbies now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. All right, everybody, enjoy some Prince Ali from the Broadway show Aladdin.
This is your lucky day. Hail, I know great and small, lucky people of Agrabah, someone's coming to call.
Take it away, Babcock.
Someone who tamed the Cyclops, then fought 40 thieves single-hand.
He's richer than Croesus.
He goes where he pleases.
This time he's chosen your land. Oh, 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 yo, land. Oh, come on.
Nobody's coming.
So he is now with his band.
Without a peer,
and we deserve one. Prince Ali,
there's no question.
Christmas.
Are we boring?
Never ordinary.
Never boring.
Everything about the man just plain unfair.
Well, get on.
He's a winner. He's a whiz. A wonder.
He's about to put my heart asunder.
And I absolutely love the way he dresses. He's got 95 white Persian mugs.
He's got the money. He's got the money.
And to do them, he charges no fee.
He's a soldier.
He's got slaves. He's got servants and monkeys.
Bound to work for him.
Bound to his whim.
I love listening to this show all the time.
Yeah, the genie, whatever song also from it. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, the
it's wherever it's even from like the movie where they meet the genie.
Why am I brain farting? Why are we both?
Well, I don't know.
I know.
But whatever. That one
know.
Is also one of my favorites because that's hilarious.
We're gonna find
the
out.
The guy
really
who ever
quick.
Played the genie, in the Broadway play was phenomenal. At least
for
the album
that we've played, Friend Like Me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. No,
wow,
hands
I don't know.
Down, I like that. Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Anyways, that came out back in 2014, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ashley, you've been doing a little gift guide shopping. Right
yeah,
now.
I have. Yeah. We had some time to kill between this song. So I was doing a little, I don't know, browsing. Anyway, so.
What did you find?
When we were little, once again, do you remember Lip Smackers?
Yes.
I mean, like, who doesn't remember Lip Smackers?
Yeah.
I think everybody had, like, 100 of them.
I know, right?
They were, like, my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And yet we never used up any of them.
No.
No, because we had so many.
Yes.
That they wound up just going really old and we had to throw them away. But then yes. We got to get new ones.
Yes. yeah. Amen. So, yeah, anyway, they just came out, which I honestly thought, once again, this company kind of went, like, quiet or like only sold in Claire's, kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
guess not. They have them in other places. But they just came out with a holiday or are going to be coming out with a holiday gift set.
Ooh.
I know.
Is Gingerbread Man in one of those or Gingerbread Cookie? Pumpkin Pie?
I don't know. Let's see. There's quite a few. There's like pink
Sugar
lemonade,
cookie?
Bubblegum, cotton
pink
candy.
Lemonade? What?
Kiwi, mango, strawberry, which strawberry was like my jam.
I'm thinking you were going to tell me like Christmas.
I'm getting themed. There. No.
Oh, but this is like a whole kit?
Yeah, there's like 24 of them.
Oh, okay. Keep
there
going.
Is strawberry Fanta, orange Fanta, grape Fanta. I want
wow.
that one. Sprite, Coca-Cola, cherry Coke. And then there's the three different Starburst ones, two Skittles, and one that I'm a little bit iffy on, an M&M one.
Ew.
I feel like, right? I feel
well,
like that would be
I've
like.
I've tried chocolate chapstick before. It's weird. Like a hot cocoa one. It's not terrible. Okay, I'm really disappointed. I thought you were going to say like
I know.
Like sugar cookie and like gingerbread.
No. It's going to be sold
pie.
At Target for about $20.
Cool.
And it's their vault. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Okay. Cool.
Right?
That's exciting.
I was trying to figure out where if you could
so
get
these
it.
Are the awesome fun facts you learn right here on Notes from the Stage, right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, right
yes.
here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop it now, sir. You listen to some real music. The music millions of boppers want to hear. All right, boys. Let's rock and roll it.
Well, that'll be the day
the Buddy Holly story. That'll be the day.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song.
Yeah, that was the West End version instead of like a Broadway version.
You know, Jim also likes that song. We have to give credit to Jim tonight really quick. I know.
I'm just kidding.
Jim and Kurt, and they sat up, like they set up our entire station up here.
It is beautiful. My OCD up
awesome.
Here is great. The cords aren't all intertwined. They're all looped by themselves and taped together. Like it's
they work their heinies off to get this awesome up here.
Yeah,
seriously.
Because before we would come in and we would get headphones all mixed up with microphones.
It's
and
like, which one is this one? Okay, let's follow this cord.
It was always this like mix match sets.
Yeah.
But no, it's a beautiful thing
it's
to behold
really,
now.
Yeah, I know. I love it up here. Anyways, Jim likes that song. So I guess that was for you, Jim.
Hey, congratulations. There you go.
Okay, so I was looking at, you know that was whole big thing about how Nebraska, we're changing our state motto and it's now going to be, I'm so mad about it. It's not for everyone.
Okay, but that's funny.
I'm
one of those sarcastic people. Like, that's so funny. And
I know, but I get it, but come on.
But they said the revenue, like, not the revenue, but, like, the clicks for the website and tourists and asking for, like, brochures on,
went,
like, through the roof.
It went viral.
Yeah.
Well, and, like,
smart.
So, yes, it was smart in that aspect.
But
it was even on, they talked about it on Jimmy Kimmel and then, who's the other late night guy? Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
He was making fun of it, and
yeah, but they also had another one. There's another one that they have. There's a few of them because they have ads throughout the state.
I don't know.
Now I'll have to go Google it.
But something popped up for me, and it said 30 reasons why Nebraska is the most underrated state in America.
Oh, give them to me. Let's hear that list.
Ready? Number one, this is the best place to tailgate in America.
Amen.
Hands down. One word. Oh, number two is one word. Runza.
Yeah.
Yes. Number three, there's no place in America like Memorial Stadium.
Amen to that.
That is so true. I mean, seriously. Okay, maybe.
Nope. Don't do it.
Wisconsin.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Number
them
four.
Fighting words.
O'Neill, Nebraska hosts the best St. Patrick's Day festivities ever. I did not know that.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Now I have to go
it
there for
St. Patty's.
It features
a massive parade, green eggs and ham breakfast, the world's largest shamrock, and a horse painted completely green.
Well, that's so random.
Yeah.
But now I have to go.
Yeah. Number five, the wine scene has been making a big splash.
Yeah, we do have a lot of wineries around here.
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
Number six, Nebraskans get to enjoy the best zoo on the planet Earth.
Amen.
Seriously, we do.
Yep.
It's rated number one.
And hopefully,
on the planet.
I know. And hopefully, the Lincoln Children's Zoo, right?
We'll kind of move up a little bit.
Never.
No, it'll never be. Omaha, but,
no,
you know.
There is not enough land for that to happen.
So, number seven, Nebraska State Fair has foods that will satisfy your strangest and deep-fried cravings. Yeah. So, let's
Okay, but I'm going to say right here, though, Iowa State Fair is better for the fried food situation. I mean, like, for instance, cheese on a stick here in Nebraska, you get, like, one cheese. There, you get, like, seven different cheeses to pick from.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm telling you, it's way better in Iowa, but.
I'm good.
I'm mad that they moved
the
state fair
to
Grand Island, and it's not here in Lincoln anymore.
I know. I thought that was dumb, but I understand, you know, for the farmers. Okay. Anyways. but they have fried foods like fried peanut butter covered with chocolate sauce. I did not know that.
And neither did I.
Donut burgers, exactly what they sound like.
Ew.
Well, but think about it. Donuts, but they're not flavored. Not bad, I don't think. And then Baker Wrap meatballs. Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Warren Buffett is the coolest billionaire ever.
Amen to that.
Number nine, forget Silicon Valley. The Silicon Prairie is where it's at.
Yes.
Number 10, you can thank them for the Reuben. Regardless of what sorcery lies behind the flavors that from the Reuben, legend has it that the sandwich was first invented in Omaha.
Oh.
Cool.
Random.
Number 11, Chimney Rock is even more awesome in real life than in your grade school computer lab. Seriously, it
is. I have yet to see it. My parents just saw it over the summer when they went to go to South Dakota.
We
they went
go.
That way. I have yet to see it.
Oh, we're going to go. We're going to go.
But not during like snake season, like when they're out. Like, it has to be like semi-cold because if a rattlesnake pops out, girl, bye.
Well, duh. Okay. Number 12, you'd have to look hard to find healthier, happy people. Because we do love our runzas and steaks.
Yeah, there it is.
We like our beef.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the healthy vegan stuff, that is not our jam here.
Once again, number 13, no one does steak better than Nebraskans.
Amen.
Yeah. Number 14, exarban is so not a nonsense word. That's, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15, the Sac Museum is the coolest museum you've probably never heard of. Literally, probably you never heard of. That is so true. The Strategic Air and Space Museum.
Yeah, well, I've been there what, 3 times now.
Love SAC Museum. They have so many cool things there.
Yeah. They don't change it up fast enough, which, I mean, it's really hard to. I mean, they're planes. I mean, how often can you change it, right?
Yeah.
But I guess once you've seen it literally 3 times, I don't really want to go back.
So, yeah. Why don't I stop it right there, and why don't we listen to a little bit of this? Oh, sorry, guys. We'll listen to something right now. Right now. Rat meow.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, more, much more than this, I did it my.
That was My Way, sung by Seth MacFarlane from the movie Sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got a really good album.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know Seth MacFarlane could actually sing until I saw this movie.
Yeah, neither did I, and that was great.
I guess I haven't really paid attention to Family Guy very much. I'm not a big fan of that show. So.
No, neither am I. Yeah. But yeah, I was just telling Callie during the break there that every time now I hear the song, whether it's actually from Frank Sinatra, who actually sings it, to whoever, because there's renditions all over the place.
Oh, so many renditions. Oh,
and
yeah.
And between us listening to like different satellite radios and streaming music and stuff, it surprisingly enough, actually, I hear this song quite often by different artists. And every time I hear it, all I can picture is that scene with the mouse from it, flying in the air, being sucked up by the helicopter. And
Mike the Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every time. It will be forever ingrained in my brain.
It's a pretty cute movie. Who's the chick that plays the elephant? Kelly. It's going to drive me nuts. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She
Tori
does.
Kelly? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tori Kelly. Yeah. Right, right. Tori Kelly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
Fantastic.
So yeah. She's on.
She
those.
Does the Hallelujah song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That almost happened instead of the My Way, but I switched out because I'm pretty sure I played that other one enough.
We've played it before. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably at least twice.
Yeah. I think so too. Actually.
Because I really like that one.
Yeah. You know what, everybody? We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening.
Yes.
This has been Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Ashley, why don't you tell them where they could contact us?
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook page at Notes from the Stage. Join it, like it. We post a lot of little clips.
Join it, like it.
Oh, wow. Now, what y'all don't see is a little dance that just accompanied that little shindig. Wow.
We should have Skyped that one.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to share that with the world. Anyway, no, we post a lot of little snippets from other Broadway plays, like little songs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Then we also have our email, just notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
Yep.
You guys can email us any recommendations, any dedications you want. Just try to give us a little bit of time. We don't do live requests because we're just not that fast at finding the music. We have to make sure it's A-okay for the air.
For all of you.
Yes.
Kids and adults, everybody. Don't forget to join us here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Not
yes.
5 to 9. 5 to 6 p.m.
Yep.
Right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, you can also listen to us live. Download
yes.
the KNNA Good Shepherd Lutheran Radio app and
yes.
listen.
Yep.
Have a great night, everybody.
Good night.